Perek Rishon, Siman Tes. It's a little bit ahead of where we before we're officially chazing from, but since we didn't have a chazor from last time anyway, so it's not so bad. Siman Tes. They quoted the name of Rav Kahana Rabba. If one side extends further than the other, so you put, if it's the difference is less than 4 amos, you put the curve at an angle. If it's 4 amos already, so you can't do it at an angle. You just do a 90-degree angle from the end of the shorter wall. Pirshim hoya aruch oidiv ala kotzer. If the longer one was went further than the shorter one, arba amis, so how will they keep moving if they out? So that's like a separate area. So mechitza kenegdoi, you have to separate that out. And the hoya order of all the cuts are arba amis and a movi if they out. So with ichu manich is a kara belachsin. So it's a part of this movi. It's not a separate movi. It's a movi, and therefore you just put it at an angle. Rabba Omar, Echazeb Echazeb, and Enemaniach is a curl like a negative cut, so you always put it directly across. My time, Kermishum Hecker, Belasan Labi Hecker. So Rabba holds that the curl is a Shum Hecker, and therefore, in a lax, and therefore it's not an option. Vimyesh Belaksana Yosemi Eser Amis. In conjunction with the length, we also have to talk about the width, the opening of the mavi, if the mavi is a wider opening, and now together with the fact that you put it at an angle, at the diagonal, you end up with a curve which is longer than 10 amos. So you have to go straight across. You can't make a curve longer than 10 amos. Okay, the Ben Meir is pasuk kirava. That's the Rambam Rutenberg. Okay, pasuk Rambam zel. So they're both of them are, I guess, are called the machmer, but the pasuk like rabba, you go straight across. Tesha kaza revil fazal b'miyesh b'lasan yosem eser. But the fact that the riff quoted the riff very rarely says psakim, it just quotes gemaras a lot of times. Well, he quoted the psakim.
Psakim.
No, the word psak, decision. Psakim. But he only quotes the Gemara, which he feels are halachically relevant. If he quotes the Gemara, means he's saying that's part of the halacha. Well, he quotes the Gemara that if it's longer than 10 amos, you have to go straight across. Now, if you're like Rabbi, you always have to go straight across. It's irrelevant to say that. So the fact that he does that, Master Shaposik, Shurav Kahana, to the Rabbi, lo elamen ha-meniach el-kenega de-kotzer. So that's what the Rif seems to paskin like Rav Kahana. Now, for the Rosh Hashanah, but Tema, we have a problem with this. Lama lo yehei alocha k'rabba dehu basra. But we always pass on like the basra, and Rabba is the basra in this situation. So why don't we pass on like, why would he pass on not like Rabba? Well, we start with the Memer. It's not logical to say the Sirele the Rabbi Ilfis zal de kar mishu mechitza. Maybe the reason is why he's passing is because the Gemara says in Rabba, the reason why he says what he says is because he holds kar mishu hacker. And therefore, if you'd paskin kermishum mechitza, you would give a different answer. And the Rif paskins kermishum mechitza, and therefore he paskins not like.
Like a bite.
Like a bite. Not like Rabbi. Well, bite's talking about lechi. They argue about lechi. Well, they also argue about kerm, possibly. They kerm the more never came up with the final decision. what he holds. Mor says maybe it's because he holds Kermishim with Mor. You talk about the Mor Daf Hey. Mor Daf Hey is not definitive at the end. The Mor suggests it. The Mor says, you know, the Mor seems to say it doesn't have to be true.
What doesn't have to be true?
So he doesn't like that. So the Kamon Pliy Rabba Vurava Belechi Havi Mishum Mechitza Imishum Hacker. Abu Bakar murdered the Havi Mishum Hacker. The Mor says they're both murdered, it's because of Hacker. See, Rabba and Rabba say it's because of Hacker. Why would he pass on the Kriv Kahana if it's Mishum Mechitza? Hechon Nirat the Halacha Kirava. So is the Halacha like Rabba. Because Rabbi Amir Zal, the Bestecha Mabi Yochel Hanich is a Kerba Lachsen. This whole issue is only if it's at the end of the Mavi, but if you want to move the car back along the length of the Mavi, inside the Mavi, you want to put an angle, Okay. Because of Ravid Zalda, but Surah Sapesach murdered Rabbi the Abed Balachsen, but Surah Sapesach, it could be at an angle, the Kuliyama Mishu Mechitza Havi, because that's a form of a Mechitza. Fine. So the area of Ben L'Chayayim is Mutter. Of Pesuch L'Karmelis, low. If it's adjacent to a Karmelis, so then it's also, because we say Mutzah Min Esminoi, Damar Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, Amar Rav Techa Pesach, Tzarech Lechi Acher, Latiroi, that area is prohibited. And Rabba explained that's referring to a case of when it's Pesuch L'Karmelis. Ben De'is Be'dalad, Ben De'les Be'dalad, V'kimna, according to Rabba, but Pesuch L'Karmelis, Mishum the Matzah Min Esminu Ben Neir. Okay. Zat the Rosh, Rambam Zal, Hisha Yachat Tachas Akaru, Ben Lechayim. The Rambam equated both the scenario of Ben Lechayim and both the scenario of Tachas Akaru. The Chalta Shepasuch Lekarmel is Osir. Both the case of the Kara and the case of the Lechi, if it's adjacent, the Mav is adjacent to a Karmelis, we say that the area which is Tachas HaKara or Ben L'Chayayim is like becomes an extension of the Karmelis, and it's also to carry there. Ve'arayved Hisikol of Omer the Tachas HaKara Afilu Pesukol Karmelis Motzer. Even Pesuch L'Karmelis is Mutter. Thank you. Even in case of this halacha is only by case of the Lechi, which is where the Mor says it. The Mor doesn't say it by case of the Mor discusses this issue of Masa Minas Minoy. Ephraim. It's not in there. There's no Russian there. You have to take a regular Gemara. The riff also seems to indicate like that. Now, why does this piece before which the behilchus of mutal ishtamish v'hani mili? That's all part of the. Right. That's all quote from the riff. That's okay. Now,
where's that?
Right in the brush before. Right before. V'hoda kamar hani mili the pesuch l'rishus rabim koy dafka ben l'chayayim. It's referring back to the case of ben l'chayayim. The riff said v'hilos of mutli shamash tachos akaru and ben l'chayayim nami mutli kerabu. Then he said hani mili the pesuch l'rishus rabim. That's going back on the case of ben l'chayayim. So what's the difference? Near the Hainu Taima the Rava Amar Ben Lachayim Namim Mutz, the Rekamar Lava Huda B'Shur Shur Shurabim. What he means is that's the connection. Probably how, the time means how you're supposed to read it. Fine. Where's that base code? Bach changes the gears a little bit. Deha the kamer hani milu b'tzus v'shabim bedchiyam amemutzer b'kamer menam mina lo b'kamer lo abahu. Okay, so this is all part of the raya. Vika amar lo v'ha the kamer v'kamer lo rabba menam mina lo. Because when the moral then asks menam mina lo, bedchiyam davke koi. But how does the kamer lo itzuk rabba lo habi rabba Raya, Rabbi didn't have to prove his issue that he holds that area is mutter. The Rabbi would come on the command the kar mishum hekir b'lechi mishum mechitza. Hello, tachas the kar pshita the mutter liyishdamish. That tachas the kar it's the hekir is there and it's mutter. But tachas the lechi the habi mishum mechitza. Hotzich lahabi raya the mutter liyishdamish. There is the case of the lechi because it's mechitza. Potentially, it will make an area which is you could define off a separate area, making the bein lechiyayim like a separate like a makom patur, and that's why it's mutter. In other words, you can never argue that the reason why Tachos the Karvah is mutter because it's like a Makom Patur. Rabbi equated Beit Lechayim to a Makom Patur area. Well, if it holds Mishum Mechitza, so closes it off, and this is like its own little area, and it's small enough, the more it says that it doesn't need its own Lechi. It's because of Makom Patur, so it's Pesuk LeKarmelis. Matzah Minas Mino, and it becomes Oser. It becomes an extension of the Karmelis, because Makom Patur and Karmelis are the same area. But Tachos HaKar is Mishum Hekir. It never can be defined as its own area to say the difference. You get it in a Makom Patur. Teretz is a different story totally. That the Hekir is from the end of the thing, so therefore it's mutter to carry there. So it's kind of like two. The halacha will be exactly the same for two totally different reasons. One is because that whole area is included. One is because specifically because the area is not included. But it becomes its own area, which is small enough that it doesn't need any heter. But tachas alechi, which should be adjacent to the lechi, the habi mishum mechitza, was lovi ride the mutzli shtamish tachas kamer stama the gemara lema b'hakam mefligi, marshaber mishum hekar kach mutzli shtamish tachas akar marshaber mishum mechitza and also the shtamish tachas akar. So the Mora says, you see, the stam gemara is comfortable suggesting that hekar would be matir. Under the Kara. So that's the first stage of the Gemara. Va'alva gab the sukkah, and the Mora said no, the kuliyama kar mishum hekar. And they're arguing where the hekar is. Iboy Seva, they're arguing every holds the mechitza, and they're arguing whether mechitza is also a mutter. Even so, Mikamachem Chazidim, the source of Gemara, the Gemara's first thought process before the Gemara was Doicha, the Gemara's first thought was the Laman, the Kamer, Karmashim Hekar, Mutah Shamash Tachos Akara, Mandam Mishim Machitza is also. Oh, he'll rub this like Karmashim Hekar, Rolechim Mishim Machitza. So and that's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi holds that Kara is a Hekar, and Lechi is Machitza. Therefore, I don't need to prove that it's tachas akar is mutter. Ela ben luchayayim, who the itzuch l'siyah. That's a mechitza. So why is that mutter? Because it comes like a makom patur in its bottle. Okay, so that's the thought process of the Rosh. In the Rif. Mil yesh sorim the garsha the kamon, rabba omer kar mishum hacker, velechi mishum achitza, rabba omer echzeb mishum hacker. This Gemara the Rambam says that rabba holds that lechi is also because of hacker. Achim istaber the masker rabba karim rava. There is the girsa which the Rosh was starting with was that rabba said kar mishum hacker velechi mishum achitza. And Rabbah said the opposite. But it would be strange that you're mentioning Rabbah first. So this Girsa, as he's suggesting, that Rabbah holds Karmashum Hacker, Balechim Mashum Machitza, that's Rabbah. And the Mandarmut says they're both because of Hacker, that's Rabbah. Bechem Masha, but put the Lechim, I mean, Me'elah, the Rabbah is the Lechim Mashum Hacker. The Moor says that the Machlok is of Karmashum, Lechim, I mean, Me'elah. Sabai says the Lechim is because of Machitza. And Rabba says it's because of Hacker. Fiza ain raya she chiluk ben kara lelechi b'psuch lekarmelis. So, based on that argument, they're both because of Hacker. So psuch lekarmel shouldn't make any difference between the two of them. Haraz zal poisik the ben zrachyo alevi the balamor the ben lechayim osir. So lechi is mishum mechitza. Because we pass on Abaye. Abaye says the lechi which is there was placed there not for the purpose of being a lechi. It's not a good hacker, the Moor says. But if it's a mechitza, it's a mechitza. And we pass on Abaye that's a valid mechitza. It means Abaye holds lechi mishum mechitza. Time in the Havi lechi mishum lechi mishum mechitza. And therefore, Ben Lechayayim is going to be Aser. Because Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. Right, the Gemara says Lechi Mishum Mechitza, it's Aser. But Av Raihi, the Mishum, the Epsha, the Kamon, the Chura, Chitza, and Yar. Besides them, the Gemara says, even if you hold Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, it doesn't mean that the outer edge isn't what closes it off.
It's possible the outer edge is what closes.
What, I'm sorry? What did you say?
Did we have a machlokas about whether the which end of the mechitza is Yerid Besosin?
Yeah, we did. When Moritz said they're arguing in hacker or mechitza, the Moritz says no, the Kuliyam because those of hacker, and they're arguing with the hackers. In the Ibois Sam, they're arguing in Mishum Achit. So they're arguing whether it's the outer edge or the inner edge.
Okay.
Void Kemashachiach Ri. When they're in the Chayam, also La Mishum, the Sabra Lachi Mishum Achit, Sel Mishum, the Shacher Bechol Shehu, Yishar the Shemushay Connect, also the Shemushay Chutzalah. The Ri was Machiach, no? The Ri suggested that. Okay. I'm not sure why a person's like that. The Tosis, the Reba here is the Balatosis. The Reba Balatosis, holds that the problem of Lechim Ben Lechayim is also because since it doesn't have a minimum width, so if you allow the person to carry corresponding to it, something to be very thin, it'll end up carrying going too far. Tessa said that sort of. Okay, so that's means I can't even tell you lechem shemachitza.
Oh, good morning. Chag Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.
What's he doing over here? says the Gemara ties the Isser to this Gzeirah Drabbanan, not because it's because of Mechitza. So if having you passing like a bayit, it's Mechitza, it doesn't mean we pass on like this Gzeirah. Fine. Yud Aleph. If not, today you say this, B'shnei Kosli Amavi. He extends, he puts it at the end of the Mavi, the wall, he puts facing out into the Rishas Rabim a spike into the both walls. And then he put a Kura on top of that spike with the back edge of the Kura immediately contiguous with the Mavi. You know, Shte, you say this, B'shnei Kosli Amavi, B'niach Kura Aleim. Rava said, the more suggested that maybe if you hold, in the case of the average kara, we look at the inner edge. So over here, you only can carry till the inner edge. Over here, the inner edge is immediately adjacent to the mavi. That's acceptable. And Rava said, no, it's not acceptable because you need the kara has to be directly on the mavi. Okay, we know today you say this akumas al shnei kosli amavi shem agavim gimel vein mekim musin sholish v'niach kara aleihem mutter. If you extend the kara up with through what's supporting it is some type of a rod or a spike, and goes at an angle, or it goes up like an L shape, so it raises it up. So halacha is, if they're not three tefachim high, mutar d'amar chabert rami kara gavi mavi b'amar lavad b'shtei ruchos. So you'll say lavad to take, or first it's chabert, really chabert is the form of lavad. You'll say lavad to lower it down, and then you'll say lavad to extend it out to meet the edges. Itmar. Nearby if name is Shabim Bachutz, if it's the lechi is visible from inside the mavi but not from outside, Nidim Shum Lech, that's a valid lechi. Nearby Bachutz or Shabim Bifnim, if it's only visible from the outside, from the inside it's not visible. One says it's valid, it's not a valid. We pass in that Niri Bechutz or Shavu Yifnim is acceptable. What's the case? Niri Bechutz or Shavu Yifnim, Kamash Pirish Rashi, Bebrais, the Bechia, is Kashas the Sidra Echad Kodnes, Mechaberoi. The more it gives an example, like is that you have the kosel is one wall is a little bit shorter than the other, it's thinner than the other. It's only visible from the outside, which means. So that which it becomes more narrow at the end of the Mavi, and the rest of the Mavi is wider, so that final thing becomes is the Lechi, even though you wouldn't necessarily notice it from the inside. That's the right shot. Not the pshat is like we saw the picture that looks like a T at the end of the Mavi. Not a T, a tough. There's a little foot sticking out, going parallel to the Rosh Hashanah, extending. Being edged away from the mavi, if I'm making sense, picturing it. If this is the end of the mavi, he puts it here, So if you look at your mava, it looks like a little tuff sticking, a little foot of the tuff sticking out. So you don't see anything at all in the mava. That's what Rashi learns. It's over here. So that's not the pshat. That's wrong. So v'dichoshu ki hai near b'vachut. So that's called near b'vachut shabifnim. Because somebody outside says there's this thing there. There's this lechi there. Somebody inside says, I don't see anything. If that's what they meant, I have a problem. If that's valid, so Russia, that's not valid because that's so divorced from the movi. That lechi is not part of the movi to be mata the movi. Rashi is introducing an idea that the lechi really could be to the left or to the right of the movi. And still be mad to the movie. He says, "Well, now I have. If that's true, I have a problem." Im Kain. That was the verse. Hodem Hashani come on the backwards and Hodem Hashani come on the middle class and Kesim Ktana the Gedayla. When we discussed the issue of the Chotzer, the smaller Chotzer. And worse is the case is that the walls of the small chutzah were extending from the ketana into the gdala. The case of the two chutzahs which were adjacent, and the more discusses why don't you say that the kafufim? I don't remember the good English word for it. In the case where you have the two chutzeres next to each other, you have a larger one, you have a smaller one. So you have a larger one, you have a smaller one next to it. This is larger, this is smaller. Right? So let these little pieces of wall over here, if Yod Nirbachutz works, let that be considered the lechi. Well, that sounds like Rashi. Because those are extending, those are really extending beyond the extensions of the chutzgedela beyond the chutzgedela, chutzgedela. Whereas if you hold near b'chutz shabifnim works, let that work. So that sounds like Rashi. The Mor says no. The answer was that the Mor says that the case was that the walls of the ketana actually extended into the gedela a little bit. It wasn't flush with the walls of the gedela. They extended it. So the Rashi says I have a problem.
How is it?
As long as right, you don't need oil. It's not right.
I'm sorry to see what.
How is it not?
How is it not what? It's not shavim. It's not a case of nirbuchu shavim ifnim because the walls of the ketana extend into the airspace of the gedela, into the walk space, the walking area of the gedela. Yeah, you picture that. You have a larger chutzer, you have a smaller chutzer. Here's where the larger chutzer is. The walls of the smaller chutzer extend in. So the wall of the gedela is here. The wall of the ketana is here. And here's the opening of the ketana wall, and then here's the back wall of the gedela. Can my hadam shalom come on? Hadam shalom come on. Nochem kutz the ketana gedela. Hai nami hu near bechutz shavivtim. Why isn't it also called near bechutz? Kim nekikvuvi begedela mecher ekinesis. Can kinesis the ketana habi near b'vachutz or shavim ifnim? I understand the rush. It says, according to Rashi. We could, according to Rashi, if we look at the walls of the gedola as being a lechi for the ketana, because the walls which are beyond the area of the ketana are also considered relevant and connected to the opening. So this, if this is acceptable, and this is acceptable, the fact that you have this coming in shouldn't take that away. LMI what? It looks like, so why don't we say this is really the end of the ketana, this is the end of the ketana, and this is like a lechi sticking in.
the extended walls or the
lower? The extended. He seems to say, according to Rashi, that I can look at the extension as part of it's being shaykh to the mavi. So then I should say that's really what's happening over here. That's where that's the extension, and therefore then this which extends in is considered like just like a lechi, extending beyond the airspace of the mavi. But he says I would only say that if I accept that the idea of the gefufim being part of being connected to the mavi or to the chotzer in this scenario, which Rashi seems to accept.
As opposed to what? Just extensions of the wall? They're extensions of the wall?
The Rashi is saying, I'm not going to accept Rashi's premise that I can look at this area which is outside of the chotzer as being the lechi of the chotzer. Rashi says that's his premise, that works. So that's true. So even if it extends in, I can still say this is the wall of the chutzner, and this is just like a lechi sticking in. But I said this is not really shaykh to the chutzner at all. So then, why should I define this as a lechi? This is just the chutzner extends. I only call it a lechi because it's the end. After what makes it the end? Well, according to Rashi, those kfufim behind will make that the end of the chotzer, and now this is a lechi. If you hold it that the kfufim have no shaykhs to the chotzer, so why should they make it the end? So where's the end of the chotzer? Where its walls end? So where its walls end, there's nothing there. There's nothing closing the opening. That's what he's saying. The only people really see it are behind the mavi. In other words, go back to the case of the mavi. So if this is the mavi and here's the end of the mavi, and it's here, so a person standing here says, "Well, here's a wall, and there's this thing sticking out." He's the guy who really sees it. The person out here says, "I don't know. The wall looks wide." He doesn't know that it doesn't extend all the way back. So this is—it's not near me b'chutz. It's not near me ifnim. It's near me achure hamavi. The only person who really sees that this is not part of the mavi is the person who's like all the way came out of the mavi, went all the way around the side and looking from the back.
Oh, depending.
You have to be in the inside to see it.
But if you had an angle, if your guy was, standing here...
Right, it's possible if it's a long enough angle. But basically, you have to be in the inside to see it extending in.
I understand. You're right. I think the point is saying is when I put it beyond and I put it this way, that's not an obvious point that this is... it's functioning as a lechi. All I know is it's extension of the wall. We had other cases like that also, where we look at it like that. She doesn't like that shot. Okay, we'll hold it here.